This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Reema Tendulkar. It's a brand new week of trade and let's hope it's better for the bulls than last week was. In fact, last week we've seen the Indian markets underperform its global peers. Last week we had the S&P 500 rallying 1.7%. It hit an all-time high on Friday, posted its third straight positive week. But in contrast, our indices, the benchmark indices, were down 1%. The mid-caps, small-caps got hammered. The indices were down 4-5%. This morning, the SGX Nifty is suggesting an absolutely flat start. Will the pressure on the broader markets continue or will some buying emerge? Has the panic settled down? That remains to be seen. The big stocks to focus on will be ICICI Bank. In fact, last week we saw Nifty Bank outperform. The index was up 2.5%. And ICICI Bank has reported a stellar set of numbers. It's beating expectations on all counts and brokerages have raised the target price. So CLSA's target price has been raised to 1100 from 1000. For Morgan Stanley, it's been raised to 1025 from 900. Jefferies too has raised the target price to 1000 from 900. So will ICICI Bank continue to support the banks and lift the other private sector banks? Because this week we will also get earnings from Kotak Mahindra Bank as well as Axis Bank. So will the expectations on the whole for the sector get lifted? That remains to be seen. Reliance Industries was broadly in line with expectations. Retail did very well. Retail is firing. The oil to chemical profitability has accelerated. But on the flip side, Jio's subscriber performance has disappointed. So, Reliance Jio subscribers have declined by 11 million on a quarter-on-quarter basis, and that is a bit of a worry. Also, for our own markets, the worry is, on the whole, that the institutions have been selling. So, one way or the other, you've got the FIs or DIs selling in the cash market. On Fridays, there was a big sell figure from FIs. They sold 2,698 crore in the cash market. The DIs bought 1,030 crore. In fact, in the month of October, up until now, the DIs have sold 4,956 crore. And, we've never seen the DII sell in the cash market. The last time they did was in, February of 2021. Another big stock to track today will be Tata Consumer, which reported a very, very mild miss on its expectations. Revenue growth was 9.1%. Margins have declined on an, operating level, but gross margins have expanded for the company. The focus will also be on the other big earnings. So, you've got Tech Mahindra, Bajaj Auto, Maruti, L&T, ITC, and of course, in the banking pack, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Axis will be reporting numbers this week. Primary market will be hot. Nykaa and Fino Payments Bank will be opening for subscription. And plus, you've got the September expiry to track. So, it's going to be a big action-packed week. Have a good trading week. This is me, Reema Tendulkar, bidding adieu. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.